Thanks for joining me for this week's I'm a Climate Comedy Trainwreck on Global Voice or Radio for All. And it's that time again, time for your favorite miniature railway disaster, where we answer the question, what does the band play when a toy train crashes? No, we won't, but we are going to talk about musicians this week, and then we'll finish the episode with an episode of the British radio series from the 60s and beyond. I'm sorry, I'll leave that again. And next week we'll start a new series, and I've decided we're going to run Red Dwarf, the British sci-fi TV series with description. So first, here's Ray Stevens, Ready Feel Good, and his Funky Little Five-Piece Band from 1969.
Trombone. And the trumpet man, he's the leader of the band. Yeah, Freddy Feel Good himself. Work out now.
And I get lots of pay, 'cause people throw me pennies every time I play. My tuba, they love to hear my tuba. Oompa, 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 oompa. I am a fine musician, my music is so gay, and everybody dances when they hear me play. My trombone, they love to hear my trombone. La ra 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 ra.
I am a fine musician, that's what the people say, and all the children follow me when they hear me play. My piccolo, they love to hear my piccolo.
We all are fine musicians, we practice every day, and if you'd like to play with us, we'll show you the way. Come join us, come join us, just take a part and join us. Come join us, come join us.
just take a part and join us.
Well, that's what he said to me. Well, he also said, but tonight is show night. I gotta practice. I can't be late for rehearsal. I'll be over as soon as I finish the mix, I promise. Oh, can I leave my amp in your bedroom? That's why I try to remind myself over and over and over and over.
Never ever date a musician.
No, not really. I mean, he's married to his art. You know what he said to me the other day? Honey, I can't do the dishes. It softens my calluses. Oh, I know it's New Year's, but I have a gig. I promise I'll make it up to you somehow. That's why I remind myself.
Never ever date a musician if you want to have. Don't even think of getting married. He already has a wife.
So I told him,
you and the night and the music, when will you finish the mix? You said you'd be home at 11. The clock says it's 6:15. Dad was the bassist for Kansas. You think I know how it goes? Well, at least I'm not dating a drummer. You can't find his way home from shows. Never ever date a musician if you want to have a life. Don't even think of getting married. Never ever date a musician. Never ever want to have a life. Never ever. Don't even think of getting married. Already has a wife.
Well, you know, it could be worse. He could be a lead singer.
You know, no one will ever love a lead singer
as much as they love themselves.
Band has this guy. Not many people really know why. He's got a cell phone and a backstage pass. He's got a big gut and a big fat ass. He's a big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Plugs in guitars and microphone jacks.
Big fat road manager.
He makes sure the system won't feed back.
Big fat road manager.
He yells check one till his face turns blue.
Big fat road manager.
Don't you wish he could count to two? He's a big
fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager.
The contract says there's beer for free.
Big fat road manager.
A bottle for you and a case for me.
Big fat road manager.
I'll make sure you've a place to stay.
Big fat road manager.
Then I'll eat your deli tray.
He's a big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager.
You may wonder Why the road manager's so wide? He's the one who blocks the door when the tax collector comes by.
The tour ends the road, he spends his day.
Big fat road manager
at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Big fat road manager.
But if he can come to terms,
big fat road manager,
he will manage the arrogant worms as our
big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager. Big fat road manager.
This thing on.
Last week, Kyle quit the band. Now we're back together. Misunderstanding, didn't understand. It doesn't matter. Now we're back together again. La 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 la. Couldn't split up Kato and Nash.
That's true.
Couldn't split up Tango and Cash. And that's also true. This is our song of exalt and joy, because we only came to kick some ass. Rock the fucking house and kick some ass. What we gonna do with all the cash? Smoke hash and then we thrash. Throw a big old bash, y'all. And everyone is invited to the bash. And everyone, you're all invited to the bash. Come out, cop, what you talking about?
We'll be right back. same lines over and over again, and it doesn't even matter to you because we're smoking some hash.
Got any feedback or suggestions for the station? Want to broadcast with us but have questions? There's a simple way to contact us anytime. Just go to theglobalvoice.info/contact or click on Contact Us and Social Media from the menu bar on the site. Fill in our easy-to-use contact form and we'll respond to your message as soon as possible. Just make sure your email address is correct. Again, that's theglobalvoice.info/contact or choose Contact Us and Social Media from the menu bar on the site. The Global Voice. We love to hear from you.
To hear the very best in folk and country music, tune in to Chrissy's Country, Fridays at 1500 hours Universal, right here on The Global Voice.
And it's all about the musicians this week on Ina Kleina Comedy Trainwreck on The Global Voice Radio for All. We started with Freddie Feelgood and his funky little five-piece band from Ray Stevens. Then we went back to 1951, to my grandma's era, Dinah Shore, Betty Hutton, Tony Martin, and Phil Harris, the musicians. After that, we went up to 2007 and the Bobs, Never Date a Musician. Next, Arrogant Worms, Big Fat Road Manager from 1994 or 1995. After that, Tenacious D, Kyle Quit the Band from their 2002 self-titled album. And we finished with Two Sleeps and a brand new one from the Fump, Stoner Rock, from way back in March 28th. Gosh, that was a long time ago. It was back before Easter. Now here's Steve Goody with another fairly new one from the Fump from this year. We're a Canadian Band.
Okay, maybe start with drums. Oh yeah, and cowbell. Oh, listen to that. Good job, buddy. Oh, Timothy rocking that tuba. That's some good tuba, Timothy. An accordion? You know, Timothy plus accordion, that's Tim Horton. You know that's true. I'm not making that up. Do I sing now? Oh, not yet. Okay, you tell me what I'm supposed to sing. Okay, now? Okay. We got lots of snow and ice hockey, eh? We can sing in English and also Francais. Sweet, sweet maple syrup, we eat it like ketchup. We put it on everything. Oh, you betcha. Driving all night, driving all day, cause there's 4,000 kilometers between the places we play. We sure do like brewskis and a good curling fight. And we'd all move down to the USA, but we're too gosh darn polite. We're a Canadian band. We're a Canadian band.
That's right, buddy.
We're coming to your tune. We'll help you party, dude. Canadian band. Okay, more cowbell. Yeah, you really know your stuff. Good job, buddy. Now these young Canucks in Ottawa, they don't really mind that the winter is 10 months long. Feeling cold but looking hot and apologizing a lot. Sorry. Hey, buddy, I like the rack on that moose you shot. So these fine ladies, they went down to Vancouver. They were 23, so we referred to them as cougars. They said, come on now, you fellas, let's get it on. And we proceeded to tear the Tim Hortons down. We're a Canadian band. fall safer on the accordion. Yeah, super job, buddy. Now, Alex!
We're a Canadian band.
Yeah, we're famous.
From British Columbia all the way to Prince Edward Island.
Yeah-huh.
We sure do rehearse a lot. Wanna sound like ZZ Top. We're a Canadian band. We're a Canadian band.
Hello, Celine Dion.
We love our frozen wasteland.
Yeah, and our bigger waistband.
We're coming to your tune. We'll help you party doon. We're a Canadian band. We're a Canadian band. Oh, yeah. We're a Canadian band.
Oh, heck yeah.
We're a Canadian band.
Oh, ho, 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 you betcha. Is that the end? Okay. Super job, fellers.
Maybe if we're lucky, then one day we'll meet a fan. It's sad. drummer and his name was Frank. He didn't play too well, in fact he really stank. Frank was a pretty boy, girls thought he was a hottie, but he thought he was a woman trapped inside of a man's body. So Frank went to the doctor, said he needed a change, from a car to a garage in his home down on the range. But they messed up the paperwork to trim his lucky charm, and when he woke from the anesthesia, he only had one arm. Frank filed a lawsuit, he saw man as to lose, and we had nothing for him, but still more bad news. We told him early while his stub was still sore, Frankie, you're not in the band anymore. Frank was upset, he wanted back in the band, and so he taught himself to drum with one hand. We went to his garage and got together to rehearse. He had really sucked before and now he wasn't much worse. So we decided we'd give him another try, when suddenly a chainsaw fell down from the sky. His brother had been playing with it up in the loft. It hit Frank square in the shoulder, cut his other arm right off. We were in the middle of playing a Meat Men song, suddenly we noticed that the rhythm sounded wrong. We turned around, saw the bloody arm lying on the floor, then Frank wasn't in the band anymore. So he tried playing the drums with his feet. It sounded stupid, but it really looked neat. But he lost his legs in an accident involving frogs and tang that he's never quite been able to explain. So he tried sticking the drumsticks in his nose. This made the handles all sticky and gross. He talked funny when he played, now with a pained nasal lisp, and his drum solo sounded like this.
Damn it, could somebody pick that up?
No.
When he finally got whiplash from playing with his head, we said, Frank, you've got to stop this, or else you'll soon be dead. We've enjoyed our time together, it's really been fun, but drummers need extremities and you don't have a one. Frank got real quiet, Frank got real sad. He didn't speak to us for months, I guess we made him mad. But I'm proud to say the story still has a happy end. He got prosthetic everything and now he's still our friend. We used him to prop open the door to the shed, and in the wintertime we've got the world's only talking sled. But our new drummer's name is Yamaha, we got him at the store, cause Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore.
Want to sit back with a long, cool drink and some good music? Then Kelly Sapergia has just the program for you. Smooth and easy. On Saturdays at 1 hour UTC on the Global Voice, he presents the best in smooth jazz and easy listening music. Can't catch it then? Check our program schedule for times and repeats, or pick it up from our program gallery. On the Global Voice at 1 hour UTC on a Saturday, smooth and easy with Kelly Sapergia.
On everything but the kitchen sink.
Les choses à bois fait.
You just never know.
Les fric, fric, frac, et les pieds.
Mais comment voyez-vous faire?
What I might play next.
Hey, say, Earl Hines, why don't you let us in on some of that good music, Pops?
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Everything but the kitchen sink. With Sean Klein on the Global Voice.
Wednesdays at 3 hours UTC.
And it's your place for comedy on the Global Voice. I'm the Klein, a comedy train wreck with your Klein host, Sean Klein. And we started with We're a Canadian Band from Steve Goody. Then we heard Raymond and Scum, Nobody Loves the Comedy Band from 1991, I think. If it's not 91, it's before 91, sometime in the late 80s. And we finished with Worm Quartet, and we heard about poor old Frank. Gotta feel sorry for the guy. Frank's not in the band anymore. 2001. But you gotta hand it to that Yamaha fella. He can really play the drums. And now here's I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again. Season 8, Episode 3, and Star Trek. But it starts off with an attempt to duplicate Radio 1's success with a rather mindless replacement.
The demonstration broadcast which now follows is in stereo.
No big deal.
Those of you who haven't got big, posh, hi-fi stereo sets can listen on your grotty little trennies, which will only receive one channel, so there.
First, here is a late football result.
Chelsea, 2.
And now, here are those masters of stereophonic mirth, riddles, and...
Thank you. Tell me, what would you get if you crossed Oliver Reed with a terrapin?
Well, I never thought I'd hear that on radio.
And then very quickly, very, very quickly, over to Epsom, where the horses are just coming in for the last furlong of this year's derby.
And this is fantastic. We've got three horses absolutely neck and neck. There's Wounded Knight from Saucy Ferry coming in. It's Bandicoot, and he's coming through. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. And Ferry's taking up, and now it's Bandicoot. What a race. And there's only 10 yards to go, and as they come out of the finishing line, over to you, Barry. Thank you, Barry. Well, that was really incredible.
And now...
Yes, once again, Prune Tune. Stars of Stereo. Right. Brooke Tay. Clee. Grr. Dun. Eat Hatch. Joe. All. And. Odd. And here's the most voice on radio telling you. It's. Re. Once. All.
And now Radio Prune continues with the mass bands of the Queen's Own Highland Impressionists with a display of Formation Fife Robertsons.
Hello! We're speaking to you from...
No, stop!
Oh, my God!
Very close. I am, in fact... the director of Radio Prune. Now, enough of this wacky, zany, clevedic satire nonsense. I want you lot to provide a serious alternative to Radio 1.
Go and watch Crystal Palace.
I said serious. I want Radio Prune to produce a pop service with all the qualities of Radio 1. I want zing. I want pizzazz. I want splot. I want blup. I want blang. I want blap, blap, blap. And I want a slap round the face. Thank you. Right, off you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to... Wonderful radio mindless.
It's wonderful, marvelous, wacky, terrific.
Empty.
Nothing.
Get away with just noise?
Why not, Radio Wonders?
Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh, yeah, it does. They have disc jockeys.
Yeah?
Then so must me. Then so must we.
Hello. Oh, I walked through the door.
That's why I'm talking like this.
Pardon?
Oh, we'll do it again. When most must be. No, then. Then so must we.
Hello, I'd like to be a disc jockey.
Are you witty?
Yes.
Articulate?
Yes.
Interested in music?
Yes.
Get out! Oh. Now listen! I'm going to play you a black market tape.
Buy me mangoes, lovely mangoes!
Stuart Missionary, 50p a tin.
Savalies, travelies.
Hi there, girls and girls, and how about that then? And here I am, and as it happens, I am here. Clunk, click, and how about that then? And as it happens, I am in the Vatican, which is the palace of the Pope. And how about that then? And as it happens, this place has walls. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh! Anyway, shut up. Fuck, be quiet. And that is a window, is it not? And this is record. And I'm doing it all for charity, and this is my Rolls Royce. Clunk, click, and how about that? And so much for Italy.
Right, got that now. We could do with a new Jimmy Savile.
So could they.
Well, there's only one thing for it. We shall have to lure all the BBC disc jockeys.
Well, hello there, ladies. Are you ready to fight the flab?
Yes!
Right then, let's fight it. Well, now, it's time for your exercises. And I'm speaking to all you lovely, young, lonely housewives sitting at home by yourselves while your husbands are away at work. Oh, yes. Right. Now, I want you all to relax and loosen your clothes. That's it. Take them all off. That's the way. Let that soft, shimmering silk slip down those milky white thighs. Right now, lie yourself down on something nice and cozy, just a couch or perhaps a huge 18th century waterbed covered in chinchilla fur. Now, just flex your neck muscles and turn to the right so you're looking out the bedroom window. That's it, the one by the pink dressing table. Now, can you see the dressing table? Right, and can you see the window? Good. And now, can you see the little fella peeping in through the window? Well, that's me. Hello!
And now, here is this week's Radio Mindless competition. We're going to play some sounds, and we want you to identify them. It's a tough one, so just to make it a little bit easier, we're going to tell you the answers now. And the first sound is... And that was Richard Nixon flapping his jowls. And second... That was David Nixon smoothing his hair.
Program in which four disc jockeys get together to talk about and all the way through the latest record releases.
Hi there, everybody. It's going to be singing this swing. We're going to fly. We're going to high. We're going to reach the sky. Tonight's the night. We're all right. We're all tight. Yeah. You better believe it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, how is that? Throw a bucket of water on him.
Don't know what I'm doing. Here's the first record. That's enough of that. We're wasting good gabbling time. Now, what do you think of that one, Stuart?
Well, I want to tell you, my friends, this morning I had a boiled egg for my breakfast. And I want you to relax and imagine I'm taking the spoon and I thrust it into the egg and I stir it round and around. Can you see it? Lie back and close your eyes, my friends, and see the yolk spilling out all yellow and runny.
All right, Stuart, you think it's a hit?
Oh,
and the next record. Can we have the next record? All right. What do you make of that one, please? Tony Blackburn and Peter Brough.
Now then, Tony, my boy. Did you like the record?
No, I didn't. I thought it was immoral and perverted.
Immoral and perverted? What kind of music do you like, Tony?
I like Gaga Gun.
John Peel. John Peel, you've been very quiet. Are you dead?
Well, you know, I just like to talk about the music, really.
Right? That's the last time you come on this show.
No, hang on, my friends. That's a good idea. You know, I like the French horns and that last thing.
There we
that's
go.
A bit self-conscious, did you think?
In 6-4 time.
Well, that's all we got time for.
Shut up. You see these groups use
Stop. It's getting interesting. This is what the public wants. Start gabbling. Playoff.
And now it's rock and roll time.
rock and roll, rhythm and blues revival show. Sounds of the over 70s.
Hey, hey! 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 Can't you play more than one note?
Of course we can.
Bringing you all-time rock classics and the sound of original blues artists on original co-recordings of yesteryear. The blues, every song tells a story. Every phrase reaches your heart. A language of its own, with every line packed with meaning.
Well, oh, no more, no more. Yeah, but you want, oh, no. Yeah, that's so bad.
You better believe that. Are you listening now? Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I give my money more money. Money, money. I never did my money. Oh, I never my money more me. I didn't leave me. I didn't want money. Oh, yes, I did.
You know what I mean.
But the blues singer never despairs. He tries to cheer himself up with his music, even in the depths of misery and sickness.
Oh, I woke up one morning feeling so sick I thought I was dead.
Oh, yeah. I felt sick in my stomach and I felt sick in my head.
Oh, yeah. So I leaned over from my pillow
and threw up all over the bed.
I turned round to my wife.
Oh, yeah.
And I threw up all over her.
I threw up on the dog. And I threw up on the baby's chair.
Oh, yeah. Now 5 years I've been traveling.
And I've thrown up everywhere.
I've thrown up in California. Thrown up in Timbuktu. Come on over here, baby, and I'll throw up over you.
I've thrown up over Jews. I've even thrown up on my blue suede shoes. I'm
throwing up. Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, I got the sick man.
Makes you sick, don't it?
Nowadays, science fiction is all the rage.
Oh, mighty cross!
And so tonight, we take you to the depths of outer space. Gods. Ladies and gentlemen, Prune Playhouse proudly presents Star Trek.
Space, man's final frontier. Our mission to seek out new galaxies and civilizations. To boldly go where no man has boldly gone before. To boldly a bit. Captain's log, stardate 7307. The starship Enterprise speeds on its lonely mission boldly, under the command of Captain James T. Kink.
Well, anyway, Hart, what is... What
What is our position, Mr. Sulu?
Oh, very uncomfortable, Captain.
Emergency. Captain King to the bridge immediately. Emergency.
Oh, never a dull moment.
Quite like Clapton.
And so, Captain King...
Just a minute. Just a minute. Is that all?
What?
Is that all I've got this week? Very uncomfortable and quite like Clapton. Is that it?
Yes.
Quite like Clapton.
And so,
honestly.
Captain King... Quiet, please. And so, Captain King sprang into the lift.
Oh, nice one.
The lift took him swiftly up to the bridge.
Oh, lift full of ruddy musicians as usual.
Once on the bridge, the captain soon had things in hand.
Ooh. Oh, bliss, if you like that sort of thing. Now then, what's the trouble?
Captain Kink, our Scottish chief engineer, Scott... Scotty, for short, from Scotland, has something terrible to tell you.
The ship's out of control, Captain. I can't put her, sir. Hoots, mom. Och, aye. As we say, back home in Bonnie Kirk and Tiller.
Was terrible, wasn't it? You did say he was Scottish.
Oh, yes. You can tell by the way he rolls his R's.
It's not all you can tell.
Captain Kink, sir.
Yes.
Captain Kink, this is an emergency. The new.
Well, split me.
Red alert! Red alert!
Scotty, you take the lift down to the engine room.
But it's awful heavy, Captain.
With the Starship Enterprise completely out of control, things were bad.
Naughty things.
The captain leapt boldly to the controls and furiously started pushing buttons.
Get off!
Oh, buttons! If only I could go to...
And speaking of stars, that brings us back to the plot. The door opened and in came Mr. Sulu.
Oh, that's me again. Time two.
Sulu staggered across to Captain Kink.
Yes, yes.
Then suddenly and dramatically...
Yes, yes, yes.
He collapsed without a sound. Kink knew there was only... Without a sound? Yes. Kink knew there was...
I'm sorry, this is disgraceful.
No, do stop.
No, really, I think
John.
This is very shabby treatment. Good Lord, I mean, I give up my Sunday afternoon to come in here just for the sake of a lousy, quite light Clapton. I could have been at home mowing the kittens. No, I'm sorry.
Look, this is a jolly exciting story. If you're just going to spoil it by moaning, then you might as well go home.
Yes, but...
No, I've had enough, you see. I mean, just go on home. Here's a satchel. Go on.
Oh, no. All right, I will.
Good. Off you go. No. Off you go. Quick as you can.
Right, I'm off. Yes, I'm going home then.
Yes.
Right. Now.
Soon, I hope.
Well, I'm off.
Yes.
Right.
Just behave yourself.
Yes, David.
What was that?
Yes, sir.
Better. Right, get your milk, sit at the back. Now, yes, where were we? Yes, the ship was out of control and Captain Kink knew there was only one man who could boldly help. Yes, his science officer, Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock, there you are, Poppet. Now, do tell, should we abandon the ship?
Illogical, Captain. Indeed, I fail to understand your attitude. As you can see, Captain, I am now raising one eyebrow to indicate my profound astonishment.
See him raise the incredible eyebrow.
And now, the other eyebrow.
He raises the other eyebrow. See him.
And now, both eyebrows together.
What a performer!
So I've heard.
Anyway, Petal, what are we going to do?
Seems to me, Captain, that some enemy alien power has gained control
right
of this Starship Enterprise.
He's had two good parts already. We all know how he gets. Oh, yeah. Not me, though. No, don't mind me. I don't count around here, old
hey,
Muggins.
Sorry, just a moment. Just a minute.
Quite light.
Who's muttering?
Him. Thank you very
much. Come on, someone's muttering. Who was it? Who was muttering? I'll stay here until the culprit ends up.
Sir!
No, sorry, I mean it. Who's muttering? Bill, was it you?
Oh, no, sir. It was John, sir.
You dirty little crawler! Oh, sir! John, this isn't the first time you've annoyed me today.
Sorry, sir, it's not fair, sir. I won't be...
What was that?
I want to be...
Speak up.
I want to be Mr. Spot. Please.
Well, look here. If I do let you be Mr. Spock, promise you'll behave and do it properly. Now, promise?
Promise. Cross my heart and hope to die. Terrapin stick with me till I lie.
All right, fair enough. Now then, let's just get on with it. Mr. Spock made his usual cool appraisal of the situation.
We're all going to clash, boy. We're in a negative
feminine. What? No, wait a minute.
Nothing
like it. You can't be Mr. Spock anymore.
I'm just being vindictive.
Well, I like that. Do it again. Oh, I do like that.
Now can I be Mr. Spock?
No, you're not good enough.
Yes, I am. I'm the best person in the world at everything.
Now, look, don't be silly. You just want to be Mr. Spock because he's the one with a big, long pointed...
That has nothing to do with it.
Well, anyway, I don't care anymore. Do it your own way.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back on board Enterprise.
Captain Bach.
Yes, boyo.
We're heading straight for an unknown asteroid.
Never. An unknown asteroid. That's where the alien power's taking us. Look, you.
Panic.
Oh, let's have another leak.
Subtle for you.
Every one of them in the grip of the nameless power, which had also affected their voices, making them all do a pathetic attempt at a Welsh accent.
Watch it!
Attention, landing on asteroid made at precisely 2:35 Earth time, 6 p.m. asteroid time.
Oh, well, if asteroid time, the pubs will be open.
Yeah.
Concentrate. The crew, whose voices had now returned to normal, repeat normal, came to their senses and picked themselves up.
Here, want to come back to my place? Yes, thank you very much. Love to.
Captain King?
Yes, young man.
I think this asteroid is really a meteorite. Look, it's made of best stewing steak.
Oh, yes, it's meteorite.
Yes!
Just stop wasting time. Now, let's get on with the plot.
Captain's log, star date 7312. Well, you'd never credit, but we've had a bit of a bijou crashing landing it. So we'd better get the ship's doctor to look after the casualties. Bones?
Yes, sir!
That was terrible.
Oh, yes, I know where I was. Let's have the medical report. Dr. McCoy?
No serious injuries, Jim, but I don't like the look of Mr. Spock. But then I never did.
He's at it again. You pig, you're at it again. That's three you've done so far. They're all rotten.
They're very good.
They're appalling. They all sound like Eddie Waring.
They do not.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Do somebody else. James Mason. Let's hear you do James Mason.
All right. Jimmy. Glad you came.
All right.
James Mason.
Ah, the Hawking's a robot. Somebody out of the field rouge, and that's all you're getting.
All right, I'll accept James Mason, all right.
Now, may I continue? Kink and his crew explored the asteroid. Time went by.
Bye!
Looking up, they could see Mar.
Hey, Mar, I can see him.
They decided to camp for the night.
Of course they did.
Oh, dear. Captain Kink kept the first watch. He gave the second one to his best friend, Jerome, as a present.
That's what I call quick-fire humor.
Quick, you're all fired!
Yeah, suddenly.
Grief, what was that?
Captain, look over there, coming towards us.
Oh, no.
It's one of those, is it?
Yes, for coming towards them through the gloom was a hideous monster.
Do not be alarmed. I believe this creature to be merely an illusion, a figment of our imaginations.
Bravely, Spock stood his ground as the creature approached. Closer and closer it came, towering above him, and then...
Oh, serve him right, pompous twit.
All at once, the captain started.
Oh, that's better.
He seemed to hear a voice coming from the monster.
Do not be afraid, Captain Kink. I wish to be friendly.
Well, I keep myself to myself, you know, don't I, Jerome?
The inhabitants of this asteroid, wish only to be left in peace. Do not desecrate our paradise.
I understand. We are from the planet Earth. Our nation, the United States of America. We have a duty towards strange peoples such as yours. We are the hand of America, reaching out to alien civilizations in the time-honored tradition of our heritage, in our own inimitable fashion.
When all signs of life had been wiped from the face of the asteroid, the captain prepared to take off, tired but very happy. Suddenly again, the ground began to heave.
Oh, I'm not well.
Oh. it's alive. The asteroid is alive.
Oh, whatever next.
Wait. I recognize this place, this vast sphere. Those two incredibly huge mountain peaks.
Oh, Flatterer.
The entire asteroid was in fact Lady Constance, having a sunbathing holiday in orbit round Orion.
Which Orion?
Oh, any Orion. Oh, I don't ask you the boring bits, you know.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, what bliss, an entire starship crew marooned on my person.
Quick, we've got to run for it.
No, you needn't do anything for it.
Captain, there's only one thing we can do.
Slow on the uptake, but nonetheless welcome for that.
We must have radio staff in command for reinforcements.
Captain Kink flipped open his communicator.
Oh, don't think I wouldn't. Anyway, calling HQ, six of us are marooned on an interplanetary Lady Constance, send help.
And sure enough, before long, up in the sky, coming towards them, they sighted the fleet that would even the odds.
Oh, no! It's five more Lady Constances!
One each! Here
we are!
You have been listening to The Angus Prune Show with Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall and Bilotti. The script was written by Graham Garden and Bilotti, who also wrote the song. The music was played by Dave Lee and the boys, and the arrangements were made by Leon Cohen. The program was produced by Bob Oliver Rogers and David Hatch, who both came down to earth with a bump on hearing these words.
Yes, I'm sorry, I read that again once more.
When I was listening to
and that's all for now. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
This has been Sean Coyne for Anaconda Comedy Trainwreck on the Global Voice.